If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, only in the app. Enjoy a breakfast sandwich for just $1, like a sausage McMuffin with egg. Offer valid one time per day from 4/29 to 5/12/24 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.
Hello, Ed Larson and Amber Nelson from the brighter side here to check in with you, see how you're doing.
Is your day more disappointing than a gas station sandwich?
Are you trying to put one foot in front of the other in a glue factory?
Did you try to throw your air fryer in the bathtub, but nothing happened because you were too lazy to plug it in first?
Then the Brighter Side podcast is for you!
Oh, yeah!
Each week, we take nasty, dookie, stupid, dumb,
stinky, no good, doo-doo factory,
boo,
caca-like topics, and try to find the brighter side. Hey, Amber, what's the brighter side of waking up chained to a bed in Russia?
At least they have free healthcare.
That's right! So start your weekend off right every Friday with The Brighter Side on the Last Podcast Network.
You beautiful babies.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Come on, girl, show me when you're at. Slipping around, girl.
We going? We recording? Oh, great. Oh, perfect. Man, my mother was in town. Thank you so much for entertaining my mother, Eddie.
I had such a good time with her.
Yeah, honestly, she did very, very good. She was at our live recording at the SiriusXM Garage for our new show, The Last Update on the Left. A lot
Stood
of fun.
Up, took a wave.
She did exclaim immediately how happy she was that she got applause.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I discovered this week that I really want to give to our audience? And this is an extremely profound lesson I've learned.
From your mother?
Yes, this week. Which is... If you've got an agitated boomer on your hands, right? Let's say you got one, they're puttering around, they are fucking with where you're putting stuff, right? They're moving stuff from shelf to shelf. They are trying to fix things, but they can't fix things. They're like dangling off a ladder.
Was she trying to reorganize your kitchen?
Just stuff like that, where you're like, you know, when they're like at that point.
Your kitchen could use a little love.
Absolutely, but I'm still just saying, like, when they're at that point of agitation where they are attached to a weather vane, or they've crawled to the up to the side of a chimney for somehow, they've gotten on the roof, they're on top of the garage.
Yeah, no, they always make the wrong choice.
I don't know why. I don't know what happens with
I remember one time I was moving a couch up with my buddy for my mom, and then we were on the stairs, and for some reason she snaked her way under my legs.
Yes.
And then like got underneath the middle of the couch.
Am I helping?
And we're like, get out of here.
Am I helping?
You are going to die.
Yes, but you know what I've learned? You know what you do? If anywhere within a 15-foot like audible distance, if you put on Sebastian Maniscalco on a television, that calms a boomer down.
Yeah.
I put my mom in front.
Kinda
I literally
calms me down too.
I figured out my mom was getting agitated. I was like, I got to figure out what to do. I put her on the couch. I literally made a playlist of Sebastian Maniscalco, who she had never really seen before.
Really?
And I just went through. I showed her all of it. And she was just like, like, I mean it. She smiled more than my wedding.
Yeah.
She came in all time. She was like, would you believe he made a bid? Oh, yes. The kid identifying as a lion. I don't know what the remotes do. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. She just, wow.
Yeah.
So just know if you got an agitated boomer before you get to screaming them about how their future is shorter than they want it to be, put on Sebastian Maniscalco. Bring peace to your home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sebastian.
Sebastian's great.
He is helping us. I think he's going to avert the next January 6th. If he just shows up, this is where Biden could really use Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
Is that after the election, if it all goes south, right, or north, either way, if it goes bad or good, you have Sebastian Maniscalco on the fucking call so he can show up in the front. If they're building an insurrection.
He's very likable.
If he gets in front of there and they're going to be like, would you believe that the tolls even come in here? Like, as soon as he starts doing the bit, they're all going to be like, yeah, Sebastian, you got it. It's going to just shut it down. Psychological warfare. Use comedy for good.
Hell yeah, man.
Yes.
I really wish.
Welcome to Side Stories. I'm Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
How you doing? I wish I was smart enough to not really enjoy Sebastian.
You know, I'm not saying he's not funny. That's not what this is about.
He's very funny. He's very funny. I don't know why. I put on his shit. I'm slapping my knee. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like
I go to another world.
I feel like with the last special, he got a little ahead of himself.
It wasn't great.
It's a little bit with the shiny tuxedo. I like the old stuff too. But he does mug.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all mug. But that's me, too. I understand.
It's all mug.
It's just from one mugging artist to another, I see.
He's a performer.
He is. But and God, though. But if you just are looking to stop a confrontation.
The old people love him.
They love him.
Did you see when he tried to host the MTV Awards? And everyone's like, who is this guy?
Yeah, honestly. And he doesn't know who they are.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who fucking, I don't know who half these people are. All right, so who is Ice Spice? Is that from the original?
Everyone loves her. She's very hot.
Who is she? She's like, beautiful.
She's got red hair.
Yeah,
she's got red hair. She got little shorts.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah. Her shorts are really small.
But I just never heard her songs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's again,
I tried to listen to her music and I didn't like
it. It's not for us. It's fine though. Again,
it's not
we're
for
not,
me.
Yeah,
but I did try.
But Sebastian Maniscalco does look out at that audience and he's like, who are... Would you even believe? Who is this guy? What is this guy? That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he is.
That's what I want to get to. But thank you, Sebastian. You're going to help our country. 2025 is going to be a stable year because of you. Now, we got some updates. Side Stories update. So, number one, Ethan Crumbly. We asked a question. We're going to get to the biggest story of the week.
Yeah.
There's obviously the biggest story of the week, which is the story that comes out always the minute Side Stories is published.
Yeah.
That's how you know that's the number one story.
Wednesday's a big news day.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. But why can't people's just hold? We come out, we record on Tuesdays. If we could just hold to the very last minute, we could jump in. Because I was going to go into Ethan Crumbly for some reason up top, but we can't.
No, there's bigger news.
There's much bigger news.
Yeah, there's fucking juice that needs to be squeezed, man.
Yes, O.J. Simpson died. Now, we here at Last Podcast on the Left have been obviously obsessed with O.J. Simpson, as has the rest of the world, since he...
Is he the biggest
brilliantly
star
used,
of murder?
No.
Who's the biggest star of murder?
Charles Manson.
You think so?
I think of murder... If you're going to, even though I feel like that's an incorrect labeling of him, I think that if he's not the most famous murderer in terms of the, because then he got later, like, because he was famous for not murder. I'm talking about famous for murder.
Who?
Charles Manson.
He's or not, like but that. He didn't murder.
But he didn't. I'm just saying if you were to ask somebody, choose a serial killer off the top of your face,
well,
your
OJ's
mind,
not
or
a
murderer.
Serial killer.
But if, like, if
he's
you
a
said,
spree killer.
Hey, name a murderer, someone would probably say Jeffrey Dahmer or John Wayne Gacy. Maybe that's me.
Are you sure? I feel like OJ is the first one off most people's lips.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Will you go to your local, either when you're on your way to the doctor or if you're at a grocery store? Can you lean over
right
now? I think
the general public.
Please, somebody that you have never seen before, I would like for you, my intrepid listener, to lean over and ask them, name a murderer and see who they get. Do they send it? And I want you to send it to sidestorieslpotl@gmail.com and we will take a look at those statistics. But that does not change the fact that we lost an incredible football player last week. O.J. Simpson is dead. Do you see the whole thing about how he had his kids sign an NDA for his deathbed?
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I think that what he was doing...
I mean, what is he going to do? Sue him?
Well, I think what he was doing...
How do you sign an NDA for your death?
O.J. Simpson's a full egomaniac.
No way.
Yeah, I know. Did you see the video that he made where he said he definitely wasn't going into Ho Spice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we also... I've been calling it Ho Spice a lot because that's hospice.
I know.
I've been trying to do I want to do a remarketing of hospice called Ho Spice, where what you do is
you
gotta
get Ice Spice for this.
Yes. I want to have scantily clad nurses deliver your final moments and take care of your final
days. I know
my
father would have appreciated that.
I would like to do a thing called Ho Spice, where you have girls, women... And maybe some, and then some men, people
oh,
identify
for
as women.
Sure. Yeah.
Like the idea of like, you know, tank tops, very traditional, short shorts.
Hooter outfits.
Yes. but they're hospice outfits, and they're nurses. They're going to take care of you.
Can we use the Hooters logo and just say hospice?
That's what I was hoping to. Yeah. But then it would become like more like who's spice, which then
your
Jackie,
spice, my spice, our spice,
who's spice, and it's like Jackie and I were joking, we're saying that does that confuse things if you make it who's spice versus host spice.
They don't know what they're talking about anyway.
Yeah, they're all garbled out of morphine. Yeah. They're just looking for tits, and they're actually probably thinking it's their daughter.
You know what most of the people dying, what you call them? Old Spice.
And that's what O.J. Simpson was. But he made a little video just like basically just very confident.
Hello,
being like,
X-World.
Hey there, X-World, which he changed from Twitter World, which I'm angry about. That actually almost makes me just as angry as the murders.
Yeah.
Is the fact that he switched
that
the branding.
He conformed?
Yes. And so he comes out, he says he was like definitely not going into hospice. That not only was he not going to hospice, he's like, but me and my family were having over 100 people over my house for the Super Bowl Sunday. And it was him talking about Super Bowl and all this kind of stuff. And he looked fine. Kind of.
Well, he was sitting in a car, and it was shot, like, he was sitting in, like, he was sitting in his car, and so it shot it through the window of his car for some reason.
I just don't understand, because when I enter into hospice, I promise you, that's when I'm on my apology tour. That mm-hmm. is when I will be talking about, that's when you're vulnerable. That you don't double down. You don't need all of this supernatural confidence when you are actively dying.
Yeah.
Because he had a moment here. He really could have maybe said something about what he was going through. He does not want to give anybody the opportunity. And I think the reason why he had his kids sign an NDA on his deathbed was, again, an offshoot of his ego, where it wasn't that he was worried about, like, it's just more just like I believe that it means his, what's the term? The foundation, what do you call what he's leaving behind? His estate.
His estate.
I think that the
O.J.
Simpson.
But it goes to the Goldmans.
His lawyers are saying that he's going to make sure the Goldmans don't get a dime. It's
how?
Cool because they're the most crooked, horrible people on the face of the planet. And so they don't
but
want him to have any money. It's too bad. They don't want him to get any of that money. They're trying to figure out how. They're putting it into foundations. They're trying to give it to OJ's kids. They're trying to do anything but give it to the Goldmans. And we'll see how that pans out for them. But I think he just signed the NDA as one last, you will not disrespect me. You will not use this moment to you go write your little, like, tell-all memoir about the last words I said on my fucking on my deathbed, which were probably like, hello, devil world. You know what I mean? Like, who knows? Like, he just was about to be dead.
But the thing is, how do they control that? He's dead.
Well, I think
who's
it's because
the
estate can sue.
The estate can sue?
I don't
his
know.
His ghost can sue?
Side
I don't
stories,
think that's real.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. I believe his eternal living legal representation of his existence mm-hmm. can sue, but I'm not certain.
Do you want to hear some responses from
of
the
course,
world about this? Yeah. This was a tweet from the official Heisman Trophy account.
Oh.
They said, the Heisman Trophy mourns the passing of the 1968 Heisman Trophy winner, O.J. Simpson. We extend
that's
our sympathy
the O.J. That's
to
the O.J.
his sympathy
yeah, yeah.
to his family.
Yeah, so that's the O.J. that they miss. It's the kid, the child O.J.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
Alan Dershowitz, he said,
he sent him, I'm so glad.
I can't believe Dershowitz outlived him.
Gotcha. Yeah. Wow, I'm so glad that what did he say? What's that old so-and-so up to?
Dershowitz said, O.J. Simpson played an important role in exposing the racial divisions in America.
Oh.
His trial also exposed police corruption among some officials in the Los Angeles Police Department.
He is not incorrect.
He will leave a mixed legacy, great athlete, many people think he was guilty, some think he was innocent. That's what Dershowitz said.
OJ and his lawyer.
Yeah.
I love throwing the great athlete in there. I don't know why. Why do you feel like you need to say that?
Yeah, it's the only compliment people can think of about him.
Yeah, he was a great athlete. That's just a fact. I don't even think that's a compliment anymore.
Yeah. White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said that our thoughts are with his families during this difficult time.
Why would you even express that?
Obviously, with his family and loved ones. Thoughts is we killed his family. Obviously, with his family and loved ones. And I'll say this. I know that they have asked for some privacy, and so we're going to respect that.
From who? The Biden administration? It's O.J. Simpson's family. Yeah, O.J. Simpson, he also then was civilly made guilty.
Caitlyn Jenner. Good riddance. #OJ Simpson.
hashtag OJ Simpson. Unfucking believable. Just one last little trend getting piece of fuck.
David Zucker. Director of the Naked
Gun movies.
The Zucker
Brothers, yeah.
R.I.P. Nordberg.
Yeah, I miss Nordberg.
Yeah, his acting was a lot like his murdering. He got away with it, and no one believed him.
Good work, Zucker.
Magic Johnson had a tweet.
Oh.
Cookie and I are praying for the O.J. Simpson children and his grandchildren following his passing. I know this is a difficult time. Another person who I'm very surprised outlived O.J. Simpson.
He is fine. He is doing great. Wow. What a loss.
Oh, here's what Fred Goldman said, father of Ron Goldman.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
The only thing I have to say is that it's just a further reminder of Ron being gone all these years.
Yes.
It's no great loss to the world.
None.
It's a further reminder of Ron being gone.
Well, OJ Simpson, we say see you in hell.
Yeah.
I can't believe that that chapter of American history is now closed. It does sort of feel, I do feel the same way that I felt when Charles Manson died, which is a version of sadness that I don't know why I feel that way.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's
not sad. I'm not sad.
No,
that
but
he's dead.
It's time is past.
It's just weird that now he's gone. It's like another piece of like what was sort of like a permanent media tapestry is gone.
So yeah,
it's more of a reflection on, am I going to be dead soon?
I mean, eventually.
Yeah,
but not soon. Do you know what's going on immediately after he passed away, like 3 days afterwards, the people who own the Bronco put it up for sale.
Well, that's what we were saying right before the show. That is what they were waiting for.
Simpson's former agent, Michael Gilbert, and two friends of the original owner, Al Cowlings, are trying to sell it for $1.5 million.
Woo! They're going to get it, too.
Yeah, yeah. They received, in 93, they received an offer for $750,000. And right now, do you know?
Wow, that's going to be worth. That has to be worth more now that he's dead. They've been waiting for this whole time.
Oh yeah,
they knew they were going to cash out the day he died.
They've been the car has been on loan. The Bronco has been on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
No shit, yeah, I didn't know that.
It's been sitting there for a while.
It's a cool car.
It's a cool car. It is a crime exhibit. Other cars there are the car from Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh,
from
yes.
The movie.
Yes.
Not the real one. John Dillinger's 1933 Red Essex is there.
That's cool.
And Ted Bundy's 1968 Volkswagen Beetle is also there.
Holy shit.
Well, they got some good cars there.
Talk about, I want to see the Pixar movie of those cars. That's the movie. That would be fucking
car
great.
Prison.
Car prison.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Cars in prison. That would be pretty. That would be pretty good. Just get all of our favorites to voices. All these guys, like Ted Bundy. He's like, oh, it's Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, they say that the Bronco is the second most famous car in history, behind the Lincoln Continental limo that Kennedy was shot in.
I could see that. It was all over television, and it is going to get those guys a pretty penny.
Yeah, and so for a little while, maybe
they
had
it
at the Luxor.
Wow, they had it at the Luxor?
Yeah, for like a sports museum.
What?
Yeah, so the Bronco was at the Luxor for a little bit. Yeah.
Vegas is undefeated, man. What we got to do is I would like our listeners, maybe let's get a pool going. Mm-hmm. If we could all put in enough money, let's buy the white Bronco for the last podcast community.
Oh my God, just put our logo on the side of it.
And just drive around and we'll do Meals on Wheels. Right? We'll do Meals on Wheels, because then we'll drive around and we'll be like, we'll come out with like a black ski mask on, but then we'll use the knife to cut cake.
Wow. Oh my God. Poor Al Cowlings. In 96, he sold the car for $75,000.
Dumb. Wrong.
He,
you didn't think that
it,
OJ wasn't going to die?
Yeah. I
you
mean, well,
that
was
gonna
in 96.
Come? I know.
So what do you do? That's a long time. That's almost 30 years you're holding on to this thing.
And it's a lot of money for $75,000 for in 96.
Especially for a fucking Bronco.
Absolutely. Wow. So bye, OJ. We'll see you when we see you.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's a perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. Because if you're going to let your Easter bunny into the house, do you know what else you're letting into your home? Trusted by experts, SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security Systems for 2024 by U.S. News and World Report. And Newsweek awarded it best customer service in home security. The Easter Bunny is coming. Are you prepared? Do you have your children locked in their rooms? A 7-foot-tall rabbit traipsing through society, pretending to love Jesus Christ. What's nice about SimpliSafe is that it keeps me from having these things enter my home. And not just because I don't have kids. But things like the Tooth Fairy, Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny. I could see them on the camera way before they arrive. You know what? I don't want them. I don't want them in my home. They're duplicitous magic creatures that are smoke screens for pagan ideology. And I won't have them in there. And that's why I have SimpliSafe. So thank you, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has given many listeners real peace of mind. You should have it too. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/LPOTL. That's simplisafe.com/LPOTL. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Last podcast on the left is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, because if you do, it ain't coming back around. It is a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. So let's say, we're doing well so far. We're moving these picks. If you want to move the Judge Reinhold non-clothed edition of a horse picks on the Clydesdale, you can drag it straight to your cart. It's that easy. You also can drag an entire giraffe ride trip for your family, because daddy gets the back of the head, right? You just drag that from the option menu straight to your cart and don't delete, because I'll know if you deleted. I'll know if you did it. Thanks to Squarespace. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.com.
Yeah, and then also I got a little bit of an update on Ethan Crumbly. So this was, I was just asking the question the last time about, was Ethan Crumbly now going to be in jail with his father? Dude, new court calls came out, like jail calls from the father came out. Ethan Crumbly's dad, that now has just been his pay. So Ethan Crumbly, for those of you that don't remember, he was a school shooter that he shot several people in, but now his parents have been, for the first time ever, have been convicted of manslaughter for essentially not doing anything to stop Ethan Crumbly's,
and giving him the gun,
and giving him the gun, and just kind of like clearing the way for him to do his crime. But the father has been calling, like saying, like openly threatening the prosecutor, all this kind of crazy shit.
Oh, imagine what he was saying to the kid.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff came out. Like
before all this. Like,
seriously.
You know, like, so, I mean, just think of it, that kind of person.
But, yeah, so they are now, they got sentenced. They're in jail. Also, Hannah Gutierrez, the armorer from Rust, was just sentenced to 18 months in jail.
That's it?
That's them throwing the book at her. That's as much as they could get.
Really?
Because of the way the charges worked out. And I think it was completely deserved. The whole time she seemed bored. Her like final statement before her sentencing was,
it's
all like, I'm
her
human.
Her fault than anyone else's.
Well, if you watched, once the video, I saw the video during the trial of the behavior of the stunt people with her on set with the guns, and it's out of control. Like, you're watching stuntmen, like, one, like, hands a child a gun, and he's going, like, boom, boom, and an actual, like, fireable shotgun. Yeah. And then she's got one gun pointed to her face. She's all doing, it's just, like, it was a shit show. We are extremely lucky only one person got murdered on that set. It's very, very sad. And then comes Alec Baldwin. Ooh, I can't wait for the trial.
Oh, yeah. When's that?
I can't wait. We'll see. Obviously, we'll still see if
Man,
we get there.
If he goes to jail before Trump, it's going to be ridiculous.
I just don't want to even. I'll just delete the fucking internet for that day. I'll just walk away. But we were asking the question last week, will Ethan Crumbly serve time with his father? And I got a good, interesting email to answer that. So Ethan Crumbly, no, he will not be with his dad in prison. Even though Ethan Crumbly was convicted as an adult, he's still under 18, and Michigan law requires him to be 100% out of sight and sound of any adult inmates at all times because he is still underage. Even when he turns 18, you can join the Gen Pop. Prisons are usually divided up by age group and threat level. So it's very unlikely that he will ever cross paths with his dad while in prison.
Did he get life?
He got life. Ethan Crumbly got, but the father got manslaughter.
He got
15 years. Also, yes, this type of manslaughter is considered a violent crime because there were death injuries involved that were, at least in the eyes of the law, a result of his parents' choices. So that's very, very interesting. And then
can they visit each other?
No.
Like, you can
have... That's what he's saying here, that they can't even see each other.
Wow.
And a child inmate and an adult inmate cannot even be, he said, within eyes, 100% out of sight.
Also, like, when you get arrested with somebody, they try to keep you away from them. I remember when we all got arrested in Tallahassee, I wasn't allowed to visit my friends that I got arrested with.
Yeah, because they're trying to flip each one of you. They're trying to figure out which one of you will flip, and
well,
then trying
to
keep your stories.
Well, this is months after everyone got convicted and sentenced.
Well, they still, they just don't want you guys ever, they, I feel like there's some, I wonder
eventually,
what that, actually, maybe I'm incorrect. I don't know. It's sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com. From our, we have so many great lawyers that listen, and so I'd
Please
love to
answer.
Know. Yeah, I'd love to know.
I was eventually okay. allowed Why? To see one of them, like after like 6 months had passed, I was like, hey, can I go see this guy? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's
and then,
my buddy.
And then finally they let me go.
Yes. Well, so weird.
Yeah.
We'll get that answer next week. And I unfortunately received an email about masturbating female horses. Now, I don't...
We asked for it, so you can't really say unfortunately.
I don't want to do this. So I was sent an article.
Yeah, I didn't read it.
Oh, buddy. Oh, it's unpleasant.
Yeah.
It's extremely unpleasant. It was about
an
in-depth
interview, including commentary on horse clits and horse pussy tasting for fresh cut grass.
Like fresh cut grass. This man is bad.
Yeah.
There's a man that wrote an article about, it was an interview from The Cut with a man that is trying to change everybody's mind about him legally dating a horse.
Is he legally dating the horse?
No one legally dates a horse.
Yeah, so what the fuck? How is he not in jail after this article came out?
This guy basically sort of semi-reveals that he is a part of a gigantic community of people that they view it as making love to animals, like they're dating and in relationships with animals. He says he has a doctor, he has a therapist that he talks through with it. He has a veterinarian that is with him when he's fucking the horse.
That veterinarian should be fucking disbarred. I don't know if that's a thing, but
he says it's not dirty because the veterinarian looks away.
Then what's the point of him being there?
Because he
If he's looking away.
He is looking at the horse. It's like, so he's going
I'm
at
sorry,
it.
Sorry, everybody,
he's
by going, the way.
We're not supposed to do this. I'm not doing this
We're not
this
supposed
anymore.
To do this, I'm but this is too crazy.
I'm not doing this anymore. But he basically says he has a horse he dates, and he has a horse that he just hangs out with. And he says one of the saddest thing about horses is that they're always saying goodbye. Because a horse got to go from one place to another, and so he's had a lot of...
He Horses says, say hello.
I just think the man
And
is,
they say nay.
The man's
also,
misguided.
By the way, sir.
Yeah, the man's misguided. He says he's straight for horses. He only dates mare horses, but he's gay for men. He only dates men for humans, but he doesn't take it up the butt because his hemorrhoids are too bad. So he has to be the top, and he says he's sad. He wishes he got the intimacy of being a bottom.
This does not deserve
we
to
gotta
have
stop
an article.
We just have to stop. It's We're, a huge article. It's a huge article talking about how it's his head. It's
what's
him.
His day job?
He says he's got a full-time job with the wife. He says he has kids.
kids.
Yeah.
He's not- fucked goats too.
This guy is bad. It's not good. He's, the article's called What's It Like to Date a Horse? And I'll tell you what,
oh,
it's
came
not
out
dating.
In 2014.
Yeah, it's not dating, guys. It's a horse. I'm not trying to shame. It's just
you
not
can't
good.
Shame this person,
it's
Henry.
Not good.
I will allow it.
I don't like
care
it.
About- this is not a kink thing.
I know. It's
this
not.
This is horse fucking.
It's horse fucking.
That is a butt. There's but not a kink.
If you're super curious, you can go look up that article and you can read that for yourself because there's a lot of stuff.
It's old.
It's old. It is, unfortunately, enlightening.
Yeah.
Because there is information
in there.
Did
you ever watch
Zoo? Unfortunately, yes.
Did you see any similarities?
Yes.
Do you think that Zoo inspired people to fuck more horses?
Yes. But he says in a positive way because it makes them be more careful.
No.
They learn the long lessons, Eddie. They're learning the wrong lessons again and again.
What's your non-human animal you're fucking?
None.
None?
Absolutely zero.
Yeah, well, you got to pick one.
Why?
Because I'm asking.
So, do I have a gun to my head? Is it if I'm going to have
sure.
me fucking animal, you're going to blow my brains out?
Yeah. Sure.
I have to answer this?
You got to answer this.
I have
I'll
to choose
an answer it too. I'll answer it too if it makes you feel better.
It does.
Okay, so yeah, so we'll both put ourselves out there. You got to do it.
Chimpanzee.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
if I had
one.
To.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Just because they could maybe make some form of communication with
and
them.
They kiss.
Because they do sign language. So
yeah,
I go like
smart.
Which is so you guys don't know, if you can't see the show right now, you can see it on Patreon.
Yeah.
But I'm showing the eternal signal, the hand.
One
the actual,
finger in a hole.
Yeah,
hand.
This
yeah.
is the actual sign
and
language.
I just keep seeing your wedding ring go
yeah.
back and forth.
And so will that chimp.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. I'm fucking a pig. They got nice skin.
Well, I'm just glad that but you have a beautiful wife.
I do.
And so do I.
Yeah, we have both very beautiful wives.
I don't want to have sex with an animal.
I'm not gonna fuck a pig.
No more of this.
No. You want to talk about it?
I just said it was an update we received because it was a question I asked last week, and it is not. Oh, it just doesn't have a fun
Sometimes
answer.
Sometimes we don't need to ask every question.
I love to answer the questions because I'm glad I have the information, but I'm feeling like the
it's
audience...
good to have in your pocket.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, for parties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got. I can't wait. One of my favorite things in LA, too, because I don't get enough weird looks at parties as it is. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to come in and come in hard with that. Do you know horses have clits?
Yeah.
Being like, you ever seen a horse's clit? And I have it on my phone.
Freshly cut grass. You know what that reminds me of?
Oh, yeah, at the Yankee Candle. Candle store.
Yeah.
Reminds me of my college girlfriend.
How come only Southerners buy Yankee candles?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking traitors, yeah, as they've always
they
been.
They are. Cowards. You're
cowards.
Buying, if you live in the South and you're buying a Yankee candle, fucking check your bullshit.
I want to see an antebellum candle company.
Yeah.
All right. And now. This is perfect. And now it's time for a public service announcement for Marcus Parks.
For me, it'd probably be a deer.
Yeah.
Because they're nice and, you know, they...
I was trying to move on. I was trying to get us... We were trying to move us forward. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. I'm just here to talk to you about last update on the left to clarify a little bit about what's going on with that show. Due to what we went through last fall, in order to keep the lights on here at LPN, in order to keep our 15 full-time employees paid, in order to keep their health insurance, we agreed to do a third podcast for the SiriusXM app.
For the app.
For the app.
And it's just another show. We've been working extremely hard on it. It's a part of our contract. Some people would call it a contractual obligation, but we call it an exciting new venture.
Yes.
And last podcast on the left. But hey, we're working hard on it, so go check it out.
Yeah.
And you can either opt in or not.
Yeah.
It's a fun choice that's up to you.
And we are working our asses off on it. We got a whole team of people
yes.
that's really making sure that this show is up to our standards.
And one, just so you know, we are working on towards one of our goals with the show is we will be able to release it to everyone at some point.
Yeah.
So just know that. Like, we are just our...
Yeah, we're back. I mean, we're still doing all the
we're
other shows.
We're still doing our shit. We're talking about masturbating female horses.
We're still doing every... You know, Side Stories is still free. Last Podcast on the Left is still free. Everything that was free before last stream is still free.
Yes.
There's a hell of a whole lot of stuff for free out there.
We're working hard.
So we're working damn hard. You know, we're going to be bringing the same shit that we've been bringing you guys for many, 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 many years. And we'll continue to do so for many, many, many more. And so thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for, you know, hearing us out. And I'm going to go think about whether or not deer truly is my choice as to which animal I would have sex with.
Just get out of here and tell Carolina. Just get the fuck out of here. Thank you, Marcus!
Bye.
Sometimes it takes a father.
Bye, Marcus. Also, 3 months free when you sign up for the Sirius app.
Yes, it is. It so seems it to be almost like a thing you could or could not do, Eddie.
If you wait 3 months and then go to Sirius and get whatever the 3 months. And then you listen to all, binge it.
However
and
you
then you don't
do
have
it.
To pay for it for a cent.
Or sit in a chair.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stare forward as we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now let's get to some stories.
Let's get to, I like stories.
I like stories. So number one story, obviously. Thank you, God, for sending us this story. John Wayne Bobbitt, whose wife famously chopped off his penis.
Mm-hmm. I love the fact that do the youngsters know about John Wayne Bobbitt?
I don't know. I know that there was a docuseries that focused on Lorena Bobbitt. For those of you that don't remember. So this story happened, I believe, yeah, they were married. It was John Wayne Bobbitt, another John Wayne. It's a bad name.
Yeah.
Don't. And he was married to Lorena Bobbitt. They got married on June 18th, 1989. In 1993, Lorena severed John's penis with a knife while he was asleep in bed. Eventually, she would escape and run away. She threw the penis out the window. It was picked up. It was reattached. We know now, at first, that story took over the whole fucking news. Everybody was so obsessed with
the
story.
I was 11 years old, and everyone was joking about it. Like,
constantly.
It was like teachers were joking about this.
Just constantly. But now we know that John Wayne Bobbitt very significantly abused Lorena Bobbitt. That's the reason why she got off. She got off for temporary insanity when they went and but obviously John Wayne Bobbitt is just not a nice guy. So later on, he got his penis reattached. He did some pornography with his big, horrible, stupid, weird Franken penis. Mm-hmm. And then all around untalented person. But John Wayne Bobbitt apparently also has been struggling with keeping his toes. So now that he's back in the news.
Yeah.
For losing toes. He had his toes amputated. But you know, at first, I saw this thing, and I was excited, because it was like, yes, new amputations. I thought that he was like,
I wonder if he's going to get new toes.
I was hoping that he would get these toes, that we're going to pop off these toes. Because again, Rob did bring up that this is the closest to our 420 episode, if we were going to have one this year.
Yeah.
And so, like, I kind of want to change shit to fucking John Bobbitt toes. As my new word for nugs. I'm going to grind up some John Bobbitt toes this fucking weekend.
But I don't
want
to smoke John Bobbitt toes.
Dude, why not, man? They're green and fuzzy, dog. They fucking got them little hairs, dog. Them crystals. Come on, son.
Yeah.
Get them Bobbitt toes up in here. I'm going to grind it up. Get that funky, funky, funky indica toe.
I know his foot is blunt now.
Yes. So he got diagnosed with toxic peripheral polyneuropathy. Polyneuropathy, whatever you call it. Now, apparently, and this brings another perfect last podcast reference in. He lost it because of the horrible tainted waters of Camp Lejeune. Now, Camp Lejeune.
Tell me about Camp Lejeune. I don't know much about this.
I was puzzled at the beginning, I believe, of last year, because went back on tour. Whenever I was back in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. And everywhere you go around this country, all you see is, like, get involved in the class action lawsuit against the people that ran Camp Lejeune, which was a Marine Corps. It was this thing. The Camp Lejeune basically.
Oh, he was a Marine.
I believe he was.
He was a Marine. I know he was.
So this is where he was. So he got Marine Corps Base. The Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune is the site of one of the worst water contamination cases in U.S. history.
Wow.
The base was a frequent pollution spot where oil, industrial wastewater, and toxic chemicals used as degreasers and solvents were all knowingly dumped in the local storm drains between 1952 and 1987.
That's a long time.
Apparently, he got a tiny cut on his toes and then weird like shit got up into his fucking toe holes, and then he got a bone disease because of the toe holes, and they've been slowly but surely sending his toes off to see his ghost penis, and they just, like, one by one, but I guess they finally popped off the last two digits.
I'm telling you, bro, we need water shoes. next time, like, we go in the ocean or some shit, water shoes.
Why?
Because this happens more than you would like. The only reason it's in the news is because someone chopped off his penis. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be fucking talking about this.
Why do I need water shoes?
Because you stub your toes in the water, it starts to bleed, and that's when the fucking bacteria that's yes. in there starts coming into your fucking bloodstream.
Yes.
And as we get older, our bodies do not heal as quickly. So we need, next time we're going into the beach or some shit, water shoes.
Are we getting old?
Dude, I'm telling you, you'll love it. I tried it once. It's unbelievable.
Water shoes, but don't sand get in them?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they go full of water.
But it's better. I'm telling you, you can step on rocks. You can just walk on rocks.
I mostly sit in a chair. I'm not an ocean swimming guy.
Oh, okay.
I go and I swim a little bit. I float.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I would do some of these.
I'm bringing
these
water shoes to Australia.
Rob, you were showing some Nike water shoes, and that is a sin. That looks like that is a horrible shoe.
It
I can't
works.
Be caught dead in this shoe.
You're going to be in the water.
I can't.
You don't wear them on land.
I thought you would like these.
I can't be seen in those shoes because I have a reputation to uphold.
These right. look great. What do you don't like these?
People look at my shoes.
You can wear the stupid shoes you always wear. The ones with the ones with the holes in it that look like Crocs kinda.
Yeah, Crocs.
No, but not the Crocs. The ones that are like,
oh, from Saya, my guy.
Saya. Those. You can wear those in the water.
Yeah, I stopped watching because they start hurting my toes. Speaking of hurting my toes.
I had to I had to stop wearing mine too.
That's sad.
It hurts too much.
I know, and you look so good.
I was doing two socks.
Yeah, I might get you a bigger size next time.
But then it just flies off.
Yeah.
There's something. I think they just need to be stretched out or something.
I'll tell him. I've been sending him emails. He doesn't get back. But John Wayne Bobbitt, he's toeless. He said he's walking around with canes now. I do think that we should get him some...
Cocaine. Two canes.
I feel like he could get... John Wayne Bobbitt's not looking good.
Did he get remarried?
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I mean, his legs are going to go. If they're slowly removing toes, the foot's next, then it's going to go above the knee.
Yes, he's going to become a space shuttle.
Man.
Slowly but surely they will do. Yeah, he did get remarried on his 35th birthday.
Nice.
Wow. That's good for him.
What I wonder if he's going to have kids.
Yeah, his penis
Side
works.
LPOTL at gmail.com.
You're getting there, but I know that. His penis works.
Mm-hmm.
Cum shoots through.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the porn that he was in?
No, I don't fucking... Why would I watch that porn?
For the sake of this?
No, I've never like been like, oh, this dude's in a porn. I gotta check it out.
Well,
that's never happened to me.
Well, you know, sometimes you get curious.
Did you watch the Screech porn?
I saw pictures of it.
You don't have to see everything.
Screen grabs.
You could just hear about things sometimes.
I'm extremely curious. And I always want to know. I just want to know for certain. Like, it's my favorite thing. I gotta know. As soon as it's there, maybe it's my OCD, but as soon as it's an option, I'm looking at it.
Nah, you don't have to. You just learn about it. And then people tell you about it, you're like, oh, this happened.
But you know, recently I was reading about so Plato talks about the idea of shadows, of reality being shadows played up against the walls of a cave.
Plato hates shadows. He was barking at him. I'm talking about Pluto.
That's Pluto. But you see, there was a story here. I'm going to pull this up here. I want you to understand that knowledge is something that you don't understand.
I think you have the knowledge without looking at it.
I have.
I know that John Wayne Bobbitt was in a porno and he has a Franken penis.
There was a pharaoh that met with the god of knowledge, Thoth, right? T-H-O-T-H. And Thoth brought to this pharaoh the powers of writing, the powers of academics, the powers of mathematics. Mm-hmm. And Pharaoh turned to the god and said, ah, yes, this will allow our knowledge to spread throughout the world. But the problem with writing, dear Thoth, is that even though in your godly wisdom, I understand and know your gifts are wise, but then it will allow those that do not receive that information that has been created within our brains from experience, the most important thing a man can have, experience, it will then be cheapened by writing, and it will allow so-called wise men to read these words without experiencing the knowledge within their legs and chest and brains, their physical brains, that they will get to read it. And then it will separate us from our divine knowledge of the gods.
Oh. John Wayne Bobbitt ain't got no toad.
It's a duality of men.
Live from your grave.
All right, we got a lot of fucking stories
We should fly through these.
All right.
Just real fast.
All right, real quick. So the next one that's really... bye, John Wayne, Bobbitt's toes. I hope the rest of them goes next. Now we have...
the old lady shot her intruder.
This is...
We can just skip past this, but I think it's worth acknowledging.
The reason why this is an awesome story. So this is an 85-year-old woman. It was in Idaho. Obviously, she was packing. She had a 35. Her name was Christine Janayan, mm-hmm. I believe as they pronounce it. She's 85 years fun. She had a 357 Magnum underneath her pillow in her bed. Now, it's fucking...
She probably had a husband who slept with it. A lot of times, widows who had husbands who slept with guns in the bed keep the gun in the bed after the husband dies.
Because
it's like him being there. Yeah, and he was fucking there. He saved her ass.
But you just get used to it being under the pillow, right?
Yeah,
it's like Princess and the 357 Magnum. Can she sleep knowing she has the ability to defend herself? So this guy broke into her house while she was asleep. The man by the name of Derek Condon, he looks, unfortunately, you could see here in his mugshot, he's got that gross-ass weird-like goatee is longer than the rest of the beard look.
Yeah.
And so he came in, he hit this old woman in the head. He had been casing the house, I guess, and he said, "I want you to take me to the valuables." He pressed a gun to her head. He tied her to a chair. She then said, "Send him downstairs." She said, "Go look, it's down there." She then, while bound in the chair, scooted the chair over to the bed, got the 357 Magnum out from underneath the pillow. The dude came up being like, "Where's the shit you told me was downstairs?" And she fucking unloaded on him, shot him a couple times. He shot her 3 times and she lived.
Man,
that is a fucking intense old woman, dude.
Is awesome.
But that guy's dead. I do feel, you know, it's bad. To lose life is bad, but
yes,
and I don't necessarily always.
This is a fight.
This is a straight up fight, and she won.
Yeah,
never underestimate your grandma.
No,
because some of these grandmothers are fucking. They are strong. Natalie's grandma is honestly one of the most physically strong human beings I've ever seen.
She still has a grandma?
Yeah, she's 90.
That's wild.
She's 90. She pulls in her own boat off the lake. She, like, pulls it by a rope. She, like, makes her own... She's very, very strong.
I haven't had any grandparents in over 30 years.
Yeah, I get to go see one every once in a while. It's nice.
It is nice.
Because she's a nice one.
Yeah.
It's not like she didn't get... She's not, you know, brainwormed by the internet.
Yeah. I like adopting old people. You know, like when I meet a new old person, I got this new neighbor, Helen. She's great.
Yeah, you love her.
Yeah, she's like 70-something. She's fucking awesome.
You know what the thing is? They're kind of like squirrels. Don't feed them because they keep showing up.
I love show up.
I'm just saying, though, you don't want them in there.
I like when the old ladies come by.
They come by, but then they start saying stuff. And then you can get cursed.
Oh, she's Asian, so I'm not worried about what she says.
You don't think at her age, she could curse you in Asian if you decide.
Oh, that's fine. She's allowed to curse me. She's in her 70s.
I think that we're giving a lot of allowances to these 7-year-olds.
Women.
And I think there should be...
Women.
Yes.
No, we've always stood on this hill. Old men go fuck. You know, you're on the subway, and an old lady walks in, you give her your seat, an old man walks in, fucking find a new home.
Except I was talking about this with all the body cam footage I watch, old women believe that they are impervious to arrest. They all believe, every single one of my body cam videos, if you're being arrested over the age of 70, things are not going well for you, obviously. Yeah. But like these old ladies... They literally don't believe they can be arrested.
Yeah.
And they are wrong.
I wish that was true, though.
I don't, because some of them need to get off the streets.
You think so?
There was one DoubleTree incident. I'll send you the video. This lady looks like my aunt, and she is, I mean it, just destroying a hotel. And she's going like, and then she like falls limp. They go get her and she goes like, "Oh, my back." It's like, honestly, if you did try to, I do think it would be physically impossible to arrest my mother. Like, you'd have to do what they did to this old lady. It's the same size and shape where you'd have.
They're
like,
all covered in baby oil.
Yeah. And they
you can't fucking hold
woman.
On to
yeah, yeah. She's covered in Bath Body Works.
Yeah.
Which means she's slick as an eel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like they are, you can't get them. You got to tase them. You have to tase them. And they push it. They're the ones pushing it. So you got to be careful. So I just, and it's like the only time I truly honestly feel for the police officers, because they have to deal with this. They don't want to arrest the old lady. You can tell that they don't want to deal with it, because she kept being like, you bastards. Just being like, he's like, "Oh, you're making me do this, lady." You got to be careful.
Let him go. Tie him to a bed. You don't need to go to jail.
Well, there was this one lady that they did do that, and they tied her to her gurney, and then they had to put the ankle straps in her, and then they had to put the head, like, fucking, they put, like, a little bag over her head, and then they put her, oh, yeah, and then they have to put her on, like, this thing where you're, like, kept, like, a corpse where they wrap up your hands.
Yeah, that's better than prison.
Yeah, but you still, you gotta eventually,
they'll cool out. You gotta give them an hour.
Sometimes they don't, though.
I think an hour, maybe two.
They really gotta really cool out.
Yeah, put on some court TV. They'll be fine.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Exactly.
That's where he comes in.
That's right.
That's what he needs to. Every cop needs to have a little bit. Just one pulled up and just play. Yeah, they already got it pulled up. And one last story. Again, we got through nothing this week.
Oh,
we got through
nothing
this week. It was so much stuff this week. This one last story I just want to touch on, and then we can cover it in deeper things next week. So
I'll save my hero dog.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, we will. The eclipse last week drove some people completely insane. I don't...
Which makes no sense to me. I
went through a
strike. I didn't even know it happened.
The thing about eclipses is that it does... Astrologically, it does bring up... supposed to bring a chaotic element. And so what I heard was that if you were in the eclipse light, you should go and take a salt bath. That's what cleanses you of the fucking craziness or whatever. But for the most part, unless you are on the path of totality, you are not going to receive the same chaotic effect.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened with this woman. So this is a woman that was an influencer. Her name, fun name, Danielle Cherikaya Johnson, 34 years young, stabbed her boyfriend, Jalen Chaney, 29 times. Jalen Chaney, who was 29 years old, stabbed them, I believe, I want to say it was over 20 times. They then went on a full-on tear down the 405, where this person, who wasn't an astrological influencer, they were on TikTok.
Yeah.
They posted a bunch of weird tweets that didn't make a heck of a lot of sense.
Yeah. This eclipse is the epitome of spiritual warfare. Get your protection on and get your heart in the right place. The world is very obviously changing right now, and if you ever needed to pick a side, the time to do right in your life is now. Stay strong. You got this.
Yes. Her Twitter account was Mystic X Lipstick, and the other comment she made was, wake up, wake up. The apocalypse is here. Everyone who has ears, listen. Your time to choose what you believe is now. If you believe a new world is possible for the people, retweet now. There's power in choice. There's power in choice. Repose to make the choice for the collective. She tweeted all this, and then she stabbed her boyfriend, and then she dumped her two kids out of her car while she was driving 100 miles an hour down the 405, which is really, really sad to do. Yes.
It's very congested.
It is really, really sad. Nine-year-old girl was the nine-year-old of the family died. She also had an infant in her arms. The infant was immediately struck by another car. This all happened 3:40 a.m. Monday in the lead up to the eclipse. Then she would go on to drive her car to a tree, and she would die herself. Now, it's really fucked up.
Man, imagine being the person driving that hit the baby.
Oh, it's horrifying.
That person's life is over.
That is a massive intrusive thought I have. It's like driving down the street and having a kid like jump out from behind two cars.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. I remember one time Julie hit a cat, you know, and that was like, that shook her for a very long time.
She hit a cat?
She hit a cat we were on Jersey Turnpike, and it literally sprinted out right in front of her and she hit a cat. And then right afterwards, I'm like, oh my God, you hit that possum. You
good
know,
work.
Just like, I tried.
Yeah, good work.
She was like, that was like, I know. I was like, I tried. I'm sorry.
I just tried to be good. I was trying to be good. But yeah, that woman, Bi Illen.
Is she not anymore?
No, she's dead. And she was a divine healer, so that's unfortunate, because you can't do that after you're dead.
Yeah, do you think that she hit the tree on purpose?
Yes. It seems like it was suicide. I think that she was...
Do you think she realized what she had just done?
I think she just was in total, absolute free fall. And I wonder whether or not other details will come out about some form of drug use or other pressures that drove her into
this
direction.
She had over 100,000 followers.
Yes. So how could she possibly be upset?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, she was so,
I have nothing to say about this, unfortunately. I know it's a story we must talk about because it's our business, but man, it's just so upsetting.
It's very bad.
It's very upsetting.
No, and
I feel for this little girl so bad.
No, and it's a very...
I mean, she's fucked too.
Yes, the little girl is not going to do well. It sounds like a villain, it sounds like a super villain origin story. And you just got to be careful what you read about astrology, because it's a fun guide. I think astrology should be used for
Do you believe
fun.
In it at all?
I think that there is an interesting aspect to the idea that
what are you?
Celestial bodies. I'm a Taurus. I'm a full Taurus. I'm a Taurus sun, Taurus moon.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yes. I say I'm a May 1st Taurus Satanist, which means I have 100,000 thread count underwear. And so I'm a Taurus across the board. I do kind of believe I have those. I have that whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess I feel like a Taurus. You know, I do. Yeah. But I think it's interesting. I think that there are aspects of the universe imprinting on you as a fetus. That's what they say it happens. I don't know. I do find it interesting because people do tend to sort of show some of these traits, but I don't know whether or not it's a chicken and the egg
yeah.
type scenario.
I'm a Libra.
That makes sense.
The scales of justice.
Yeah, you like fairness.
I do like fairness.
Yeah.
I feel, and I'm level-headed, I guess. I haven't flipped out in years.
You don't anymore.
No.
I haven't seen you flip out in a long time.
I yell, but it's passion.
I yell.
Yeah, no, it's not ever anger. It's passion.
It's just
although
fervent enthusiasm.
If I try to do try to put together a desk.
Mm. That's why Natalie took those.
I lose it.
Natalie does the IKEA.
Julie fucking put together my new record holder last night. She had to. I was like, baby, if I put this together.
I'm going to be angry.
It's going to be really bad.
Oh, yeah. Because I wanted to put together my own grill, and I did that. But then I cut myself so bad, which is also kind of cool. I left, blood on the inside of the grill. So I was like, oh,
rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah, fucking, I thought that was sweet. But I was angry.
Yeah. No, I don't do well in those situations.
No, Natalie did a really good. Natalie takes that from me.
Yeah, when I buy a grill, I'm just going to buy a floor model.
Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait for that day, buddy.
It's happening real soon.
I want to go with you.
We should. Barbecues galore.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm going.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, I went to Lowe's.
It's going to be like us losing our virginity together in Vegas.
Yeah, man, that's so much fun.
All right. Well, yeah, we got it. We've been going for a long time. It's time for listener emails.
Oh, do we have any?
We have one.
Okay. What's up with you people?
We actually had a bunch. We had a lot of responses to the stories, and we have some stuff that I'm not trying to get to right now, because it's like the Viagra response was just basically
don't
explaining
care.
The actual medical ability,
no
what
offense.
Happened to Viagra. But no, thank you for explaining it to
appreciate
me.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
I used you as Google, so thank you. Apparently it just makes you ready to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yoni eggs.
They're saying don't put porous eggs in your vagina. They cannot be cleaned. Use metal. That's what they said. Use metal, and it helps grip your vagina. And I also heard a lot of people saying that after they had kids, they did vaginal weightlifting because it helped them stop peeing their pants when they laughed or were scared.
Well, that's great.
It is.
That is great. That's great. I always think of Deadwood when the doctor's checking out all of Swearingen's girls.
Yeah.
And then they're all making fun of him. And then he's like, when you giggle, you leak piss. I don't know. That's just buried in the back of my brain.
It's all he's thinking. Whenever he's looking at you, know that that's what he's thinking. There you go. Here's this letter. It was 1999. Wow. Break stuff. And I was in eighth grade in Issaquah, Washington, which is an upper middle class suburb about 30 minutes east of Seattle. My friend Jenny and I used to walk to and from school together almost every day. Sometimes after school, we would walk to our friend Olivia's house, because for the most part, her parents were never home, so it became our after-school hangout spot.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia was also friends with a girl a year below us named Renee. We knew Renee, and the four of us had all had hung out, but Jenny and I weren't as close to her as Olivia. On this particular day, we went to Olivia's house like usual. It was never really a planned thing. There were no cell phones, so we just show up and hang, or if her parents were home, we'd all go our separate ways. When we got there, our friend Olivia seemed agitated and scared, and we asked her to tell us what was wrong. After a lot of convincing, Olivia finally told us how her friend Renee was telling her quote-unquote weird stuff that was scaring her. When we asked what weird stuff, she told us about how Renee had quote-unquote met these people, and they told her the world was going to end soon and not to drink the water because it was poison. Olivia also told us that Renee told her to never tell anyone, and she told us she shouldn't talk about it anymore because Renee could watch her. When we asked what she meant by that, she said in a hushed tone that Renee could see into rooms from wherever she was, like a video camera, but she shouldn't talk about it anymore. Right at that exact moment, the phone in Olivia's room started to ring. We all stared at it frozen. Olivia answered, and it had a look of sheer terror on her face, and we could clearly hear that it was Renee on the other end. Olivia only said a few words and hung up. She looked at us mortified and said, "That was Renee, and she knows what I said. you guys should go. Me and my friend Jenny walked to the corner where we normally parted ways in absolute silence, stunned by what just happened. The three of us never talked about it again. Around 10 years later, when Jenny and I reconnected as adults, I brought up the incident. We were both still unable to figure out exactly what had happened. Keep in mind, this was 1999. None of us had cell phones. So the only way for this to be a prank is Renee would have to have been in the house close enough to hear our convo and call that exact second. That's also assuming Olivia's parents had a second landline, which most families didn't. Still to this day, 25 years later, I still don't have an explanation for what happened. So let you boys be the judge. Elaborate prank or remote viewing?
You know, I think the whole thing is just like a ghetto love. You know, that's the law that they live by, you know, day by day. They're just wondering what happened to why their shorty had to die.
Yeah, sure.
You know, yeah, they reminisce over their ghetto princess every day. And they give it up for their shorty, Renee.
So this is the lyrics to a song. Was that called Renee?
Yeah, by the Lost Boys.
Wow. Well, yeah. I think that... I'm going to have to think about that because I don't know.
You know, I think it's fun.
Yep.
Enjoy it.
I think that
it's a good story.
I think the truth is stranger than fiction.
We had two lines in 99.
Yeah, we had two lines.
We had two lines.
But maybe we were fancy.
Yeah.
Your dad was spending a lot of money that he didn't have.
Yeah.
Same thing with mine.
No. But his work paid for our second line.
Sweet.
Yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just in the office, so it was hard for me to use.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to go in there anyway. It probably smelled weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where the family computer was.
Live every day. Live every day. Don't put anything in your vagina that can't be cleaned, because people get mad about it. It's bad for your vagina. Use some metal. But apparently also, you're going to love the fact that if something is solid, super solid, doesn't have any give like flesh, it's going to feel a lot bigger in your vagina than you thought it would. So think about your entryway before you slap it in there, and then you can laugh your way all the way to O-Town, because you are properly making your vagina as powerful as it should be.
That is such good. You know, I never thought about that.
What?
The fact that a piece of metal the size of a penis is actually much bigger than a penis because there's...
Squishes. Penis squishes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Never thought about it like
never
that.
Never thought about it like that.
It's like how rats get under
That's
the door.
That's why dildos are squishy.
That's why. Yeah, of course. But then some women like the fullness...
Of a
metal.
Basketball pole. 10-footer.
But I feel like that those women...
Give it a little dunk.
I think that those women are greedy.
Gifted.
Greedy.
Gifted.
Thank you guys for listening to Side Stories. Make sure to check out patreon.com/lastpodcastontheleft. You can now see Side Stories for free on our YouTube channel,
yeah.
LP on the Left. You can go see that, but then we have
it
a lot.
It comes out late, though, right?
It does. It comes out late, but you can see it immediately on our Patreon. Go check it out. No ads. Fun stiff. Go to TikTok at lpontheleft.com. Why? I don't know, but do it. Go to twitch.tv/lpntv. We have got a lot of new stuff going on. Very excited. New shows, Tears of a Clown coming out every other Wednesday. Spun every Wednesday. Brighter Side every other Wednesday. Come check it out. Good Pud. It's about to start our new podcast. I don't know when, but soon. It's coming out. I'm going to put that there. We've already filmed some of it, so we're going to get some of that. You're going to like it.
Yeah.
And if you want to see us live,
London, Reykjavik,
everywhere. We can't wait. We're going to several cities in various places. Go to lastpodcastontheleft.com to get those tickets and check out
Denver's
Eddie and I.
Almost sold out. Don't sleep on it.
Yeah, Denver's basically sold out, so that's awesome.
Chicago's basically sold out.
Yeah, just let's keep going.
Yeah.
Just keep them going. Again, remember, I am not taking any more corrections unless you send me a confirmation of a ticket. All right, I need to see that before I submit to your pronunciation guides. Now, yeah. You also want to check out, it's that, go to lastpodcastlove.com. Also, Eddie and I, please, if you're in the Los Angeles area, we are going to be doing Side Stories Live at Netflix is a Joke on May 9th at the Masonic Lodge. I do believe it is mostly sold out as well in Los Angeles. I think there's a couple of tickets left. Go and check that out.
It's part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
It's going to be fun. I'm really, really excited. We might have some special guests. That's really going to be cool. And then I think that's it.
EddieTunes.com, baby.
EddieTunes.com.
My new website.
Yep. Go get whatever fucking you want him to say. He'll say it.
There's really not much there.
All right. Yeah. So... all right, fuckers. See you next week.
Bye.
Hail Satan.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.